Kitty, written by Deborah Challoner and read by Louise Crawford. Kitty Carlisle didn't know it, but this was the turning point in her life. Not the humiliating shambles of what had gone before, but this. The convergence of a heaving boundless ocean, an alien shore, and the promise of unimagined encounters. She leant against the bulwark of the Swordfish, her long black skirts clamped between her thighs to discourage the wind from snatching them and revealing her underthings to anyone who cared to look. Her hands were braced on the smooth rail to counter the slow roll of the sea, even though the ship had come to anchor. And her ears still rang from the musket volley fired a minute ago to alert the missionaries on shore of their arrival. She counted at least a dozen other ships anchored in the choppy harbour, almost all whalers and most with their sails tightly furled. It was summer here, so the whalemen said, but the weather today was grey, although it wasn't at all cold, and a thick wind bullied everything in its path. The Swordfish, a solid, smelly, square-rigged whaler, had set sail from Sydney Cove 13 days ago. The vessel that had brought Kitty and her Aunt Sarah and Uncle George Kelleher from England to Australia had been delayed in Sydney for unexpected repairs. And the alternative had been a whaling ship or nothing at all for another 6 weeks. George, a minister with the Church Missionary Society, had been keen to press on. So the Swordfish it had been, despite his wife's protests at the uncouth company she and Kitty would have to endure during the voyage. Kitty suspected her aunt's resistance had more to do with wanting to put off another sea journey for as long as possible, as she'd been as sick as a dog almost all the way from England. But as usual, Uncle George had had his way. Kitty herself hadn't suffered even a moment's seasickness, and had in fact enjoyed the months at sea, in spite of how wretched she felt about everything that had happened at home. She had been soothed by the motion of the ship, exhilarated by the snap of canvas and rigging soaring above her, and enchanted by the constantly changing hues of ocean and sky as they blurred into an endless horizon. But now they had finally arrived in New Zealand, and the Bay of Islands was living up to its name. They had passed more than a score of islands on their way into this deep, ruggedly beautiful harbour this morning, the captain rattling off their exotic names in what was evidently the language of the native Maoris. But already Kitty had forgotten them. The hills and shores and valleys of this untamed country were undoubtedly magnificent. But now they were here, she felt more like an inmate on a convict ship in Sydney Cove than a young woman about to begin an adventurous new life.